A bill that would place a priority on personal use dip net fishing has been working its way through the system since it was introduced in the state legislature last year. The bill had a hearing in the House Fisheries Committee yesterday. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
The language of the bill is fairly simple. It calls on the State Board of Fisheries to, quote, place restrictions on all other fisheries before restricting personal use fisheries.
I think I'm on the right side representing Alaskans. I think the momentum and the support is on my side of the issue, and I think it's on Alaska's side of the issue, and I'm not going away.
That's Representative Bill Stoltz, the Wasilla Republican who introduced the bill last year. So far, the bill hasn't made it out of House Fisheries, where it received a hearing Tuesday. Stoltz told the committee that his bill has broad support, not only among his constituents, but with all of the estimated 33,000 Alaskan households that go dip netting every summer. Representative Lynn Gaddis, also from Wasilla, is on the Fisheries Committee. She agreed with Stoltz and promised she would sign onto the bill as a co-sponsor with him. She said dip netting is an Alaskan tradition.
These aren't people with fancy gear or anything like that. I mean, these are people with kids with life jackets on, with mud up to their knees, with, coolers that I see a husband and wife packing up the hill to try to, ultimately, they're filling their freezers. And ultimately, I think that's the discussion that I think that we're having today is we've got to help people have that opportunity.
Charles Swanton is director of the Sport Fish Division at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He said his department is, quote, neutral on the bill. He says that as things stand right now, sockeye salmon are supposed to be regulated with commercial fisheries in mind. He said any change to that would have to be considered first by the Board of Fish. Committee member Eric Feige, a Republican from Chickaloon, wondered aloud whether Stoltz trusted the Board of Fish.
You're basically dictating to the Board of Fish, you know, a priority of, you know, putting personal use fisheries at a level higher than others. What's the compelling reason for taking that responsibility for that decision away from them?
One, the system's broken, and two, I listen to my constituents. That's probably the largest reason. I listen to my constituents who have serious problems with this issue. They see that it's not working right now.
Stoltz said he thinks the Board of Fish is stacked in favor of Cook Inlet commercial drift fishermen. Because of a scheduled House floor session, Tuesday's hearing was cut short. Committee Chairman and Homer Representative Paul Seaton promised that Alaskans who had signed up to testify about the bill would have another opportunity to speak at a later date. Reporting from Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.